We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Becky Wittes, chairman of the Niagara County Legislature. Thank you for joining us again live on LCTV for our Niagara County COVID-19 update. We're also currently streaming live on lctv.net and 90.9 FM on your radio. I'd like to start right off with today's update. And the best news I have to report is that we have no new deaths to report here in Niagara County today related to COVID-19. And we only have 4 new positive cases across the county. That gives us now a total of 1,037 positives to date. And that number, again, will include all of the current positive cases who are in isolation, the recoveries, and the death total. We currently have 257 active cases. That's 245 people who are isolating at home and 12 who are in the hospital. Again, no change to our death rate as of today, so that's still at 65. Of course, our condolences and sympathies go out to those families. We know this has been a most difficult time for all of them to deal with that loss in their family, as well as the added struggles with having funerals and those other get-togethers with family that just aren't allowed right now. So we continue to keep you in our thoughts and prayers, of course. The best news is always when we announce how many have recovered, and we currently have 715 individuals who had tested positive for COVID-19 who are now recovered and doing well. Now, quarantines, unlike isolations, are for people who have had known contact with a COVID-19 patient but are not showing symptoms. So these individuals are quarantined just as an abundance of caution to keep them from potentially spreading COVID-19 to other members of the community, of course. So we currently have 241 people who are in quarantine with another 785 who have completed that process. Our Niagara County heat map has been updated again today with our daily totals. You can find this on niagaracounty.com. At the top of the page in the COVID-19 banner, there's a link. And this, again, will break down for you by municipality how many positive cases have been each village, town, and city throughout the pandemic. Switching to testing for a moment, I can tell you that according to the state COVID-19 tracker, we've now had 12,278 individuals in Niagara County that have been tested. And again, you can find that link as well on our niagaracounty.com webpage for the state tracker that breaks down cases and data county by county across the state so you can see exactly where we stand in the statewide numbers. Now, you might recall that we've been talking more and more lately about the percentage of positive test results that come back from those residents that are tested, essentially what the infection rate is of all of those tested. That has fallen again in Niagara County, and the rate is now down to 8%. That percentage is very important to look at because as we've been doing more and more testing over the last month, obviously more testing means more positives. But more testing will also mean more negative results. So we start to see a truer indication of what that infection rate is throughout our community as we test more and more individuals and not just the ones who are showing symptoms and currently ill. Our infection rate in the beginning of this pandemic was once over 20% when we were just testing those initial individuals. So we've seen that number come way down. You can see that on the graph here on your screen that shows our infection rate in the county over time over the last few months. In fact, in the last several days, our infection rate has dropped to just 2 to 3%. That is wonderful news, and of course, we'll continue to watch that data over the next several days to see if that trend is holding. I want to continue to remind you about the many testing facilities that we do have available now in Niagara County. We have the NCCC site, which is being run by the state. Again, that information is on your screen for you. You do not need to have a doctor's prescription for that testing site, and it only takes about 5 minutes to get through the drive-through. But you do need to pre-register. You have to have an appointment to go there. Don't just show up. That number on your screen, 1-888-364-3065. You can call and talk to their intake operator, who will ask you some questions about why you feel you need to be tested, go through those guidelines, see if you qualify, and they'll call you back with your appointment time if you're able to be tested. And again, we know that those testing guidelines are very broad now. Most individuals are being able to be tested if they want to be. If that NCCC site is not right for you, there are several more in the county, and you can certainly find that list on our public health department's webpage, as well as the link on the niagaracounty.com page. This will give you all of the testing sites that are being held throughout Niagara County with their contact phone numbers. Again, each site has different requirements about whether or not you will need a prescription or an appointment, so make sure that you are calling ahead to find out the details of that site before you just show up. Now, this different data that we look at becomes very important as we start to talk about those seven metrics that a region needs to meet for the reopening phases set out by the governor and the state. And if you go back to the beginning of this pandemic, the focus really was on flattening the curve. We know that the idea was to not overwhelm our hospitals. We wanted to be sure that everyone who needed to be treated could be, and that there would be a capacity for them. So we didn't want everyone, of course, to get sick at the same time and overwhelm those hospitals. So the reopening metrics have been very heavily focused on hospitalization rates and capacity. This next chart you'll see is going to show how Western New York is faring with hospitalization, and it looks very good. The yellow is the ICU cases, and you can see that there has been a very consistent drop in those in the Western New York region. Now, we've said many times, you can see on these graphs how quickly we reached the peak there and how quickly the cases shot up in the area, but just how slow it is to come down the other side of that mountain into the situation we're in now. That's why it's imperative that we monitor these metrics and do our best to prevent another upshoot in those numbers. We certainly don't want to see a secondary peak or a second wave of high capacity numbers in the hospitals from here. So, of course, that brings us to what's on everyone's mind, which is where does Western New York stand as a region as we head into phase two next week? From my perspective, I don't see any reason that Western New York should not begin phase two next week, and it appears that we are on target to do so. Now, phase two will include offices, real estate, some in-store retail, vehicle sales, leases, and rental, retail rental repair and cleaning, commercial building management, hair salons, and barber shops. Guidelines from the state for phase two were released today on their state website. That's forward.ny.gov. And I certainly also want to thank the staff of our Center for Economic Development for Niagara County, who's been working very, very hard to update our website there as well. That's niagaracountybusiness.com, and they have been able to compile all of that data from the state website, all of those business guidelines, all of the information, the safety protocols, all of those things that are being released by the state are then updated to our county site as well. Again, that's niagaracountybusiness.com. Continue to watch those websites during the day. We're finding that especially as we get close to a new phase of reopening, the state is putting out information sometimes several times during the day. So if you're not seeing your industry up there yet, or you're not seeing the guidelines, keep checking back throughout the day, and you should see more as we go along. Now, please remember that if you are a business that is looking to reopen, or also a business who was considered essential during the shutdown phase, who continues to be open and will remain open, you must go online to that state site, read through the safety protocols, make sure that you're meeting all of those guidelines, fill out the self-affirmation form that's on there, print that out and have it available at your business. That step is very important. Again, this is not just for businesses who are being added in different phases, but even for businesses who have been open all along. Some of those guidelines between phases might have changed. If you're something like a retail store that was doing curbside previously and you're now opening your doors more to the public and allowing customers to come in, some of those state guidelines might have changed for what your safety protocols need to be. So make sure as we move through the phases that you are rechecking those guidelines and making sure that you are following any new information that the state is putting out. Those steps are mandatory as part of your reopening process. Our staff at the Center for Economic Development is available to take your phone calls. They are there to answer any questions and help you through the reopening process. Beyond reopening, they can also help you with the different government loan programs that are available, all of those financial opportunities that can help you at this time. If you need assistance on figuring out what you're eligible for or how to fill out those applications, the staff is there and available to help you. Again, that's 716-278. If we could have that graphic back up on the screen, Rich, please. I don't have that one memorized. I apologize. There it is, 278-8750. Thank you, Rich. All right. As we further discuss phase two, at his press conference today, the governor did announce that there were only 152 new cases of COVID-19 across the state today, and the death total dropped to 67, which is the lowest in a very long time. Of course, 67 is still a difficult number to hear for lives lost in one day, but again, these numbers have come way down since the beginning of this pandemic. So all metrics are moving in the right direction, and these are good numbers to hear that we are heading down that hill and, you know, slowly, but going in the right direction. With that said, the governor did announce just an hour ago that the five regions of the state that have already been open in phase one for two full weeks will now enter phase two. Now, Western New York region, which Niagara County is a part of, you might remember, was a few days behind that first group, which also puts us on track for reopening for phase two next week, Tuesday or possibly Wednesday. So again, please be watching the announcements that are made about phase two for Western New York. This is not a flip of the switch, as they say. We do have to wait for that authorization. And again, I see no reason that Western New York should not hit that. Our metrics are good. Our numbers are good. We know that our businesses need to get up and running and get themselves more financially stable and start that process, which is going to be difficult. So let's watch those numbers. Let's continue to do what we've been doing. Let's not make all of this hard work that we've done all along be for nothing. We need to continue to follow those safety protocols. Wear your masks when you're out and about. We know now the governor has signed an executive order stating that retailers can deny you access to their business. If you're not wearing a mask, they have the right to do that. So please just continue to keep each other safe and healthy. Now, there's guidelines to each section or sector that we mentioned earlier. All of these businesses that are included in phase two, there are guidelines that will need to be followed. And you want to watch these closely because some of these industries are being opened, but with restrictions. And you want to be sure of what those are. For example, malls are still going to be closed except for stores with external entrances. That's an important one. Hair salons are open, but by appointment only, and the employees are going to have to wear face coverings and shields. Again, guidelines are available on forward.ny.gov, and we'll see more of those come up during the day. Empire State Development's website also has information regarding different businesses and industries. And if you are unsure where your business fits, you can always use the state's lookup tool that's on forward.ny.gov. You simply enter the county that you're in, you enter what your business, your NAICS code is, and it will tell you if you're allowed to be open at this time. And if so, it will give you the links to guidelines, it will give you restrictions that might be in place. So really try to utilize those websites. And again, call our Center for Economic Development if you still have questions. They will help you as much as they are able. So again, we've certainly come a long way. We really hope that we're going to have more good news days like today. It's good to hear that those five regions are able to get into phase two for this weekend upcoming, and we want to be there next week as well. Again, metrics are in good shape. I don't feel there's any reason that Western New York should not be allowed to go into phase two next week. So let's continue to watch for that information. Prepare your businesses. Make sure that you have that safety protocol plan in place. Make sure that your employees are comfortable with how you'll be handling your new operations. And get your PPE, get those masks, the gloves, the hand sanitizer, all of those things that you'll need to reopen. Make sure you have those on hand and ready so that when you hear you are able, you're ready to go. Let's all just continue to be smart and just keep doing your part in the process to keep these numbers down and keep us where we want to be in the reopening phase. I can't say how important that is. Now, if you joined us late today, you can catch us on demand again on lctv.net. They will have the link for us under our Niagara County Legislature tab later today. We'll also post the link on our Niagara County webpage as well for you, on our Facebook page, that is. We thank LCTV again for the great partnership and allowing us to get this information out to our residents and all of the other stations that are picking us up as well. One last time, I want to remind you again today as we go into the weekend of the Niagara County Crisis Services Line. This number is very, very important. We've given it out every day that we've been on live because we know that right now people are struggling. These are uncertain times. There's a lot of anxiety involved, depression. We're hearing increased numbers in things like overdoses, alcoholism, domestic violence. Really, if you are struggling, our operators are there for you 24/7 to help you and provide you with the linkages that you need to get the support that you need during this difficult time. Do not hesitate. Their number is 716-285-3515. If you are struggling, please reach out to them. They are there to help you. For now, everyone, we look forward to our next phase. We look forward to moving ahead next week and getting some more of our businesses open and people back to work. But for now, as much as possible, please stay home, stay safe, and stay healthy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.